Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork One and Other. The date today is the 22nd of August 2009 and the time is 6:25 p.m. I can ask you to say your name, your age and where you're from.
My name's Elise, I'm 25 and I'm from Brighton.
Okay, and how are you today?
Very well.
And you're going to take part in One Another this afternoon. What was it that motivated you to be part of this project? Why did you want to be involved?
I think it's just the chance of a really unique experience to get up there for an hour and just see things a little bit differently for an hour. Sounds a really good idea to me. I really like the work of Anthony Gormley, but I suppose through him I heard about the project and things like that, but I wouldn't say he was the driving force. I think it was just the chance for a new experience, really.
Yeah, okay. And when you found out that you had got a place, how did you decide how to use your hour on the plinth?
Well, we've been talking sort of speculatively with my friends since the project started, like, oh, what would you do if you were on the plinth? And sort of, you know, like, sort of pub chat, really. And so there was loads of ideas floating around. I don't know quite where it came from, but I really thought about when I was on the idea of being on the plinth, and I thought, oh, it's very big, and I really like talking to people, and I prefer the company of others, really. So I thought, what would I really like to do is have someone else up there with me, and obviously you're not allowed to do that. So my next line of thought, I suppose, was to be like, oh, well, I'd really like to talk to the people down below then and try and chat to them, and then maybe they'd make me feel a bit better about being up on that big scary space on my own.
So what are you going to do on the plinth?
I have made 3 tin can telephones that I have tested to throw down to the audience, and hopefully they'll chat to me. I've made a sort of sandwich board, very crudely saying, fancy a chat. So I'm going to wear that, and then I've got some friends to come down to try and start it off. But what I'd really like to do is just talk to people I've never met before, really.
Okay. And why do you like talking to people so much? What is it about that that you were saying you really, you know, that's what you want to do?
I think, again, it's about those new perspectives. I suppose it's a hobby of mine, trying to seek out new people. Mm-hmm. And just find out a bit more about them, really. And I think the real advantage of the plinth is it's going to expose you to people that would, A, you'd never meet, but B, would never talk to you anyway. But having that authority once you're on the plinth opens up a whole new, exciting sort of way to get in touch with people. So I'm quite looking forward to that.
Great, okay. We've spoken now about what you're going to do on the plinth. Now, if I can ask you very openly to say a little bit about who you are as a person and what springs to mind immediately when I ask you to do that.
I'm currently studying, so I'm about to go into my third year of a degree in technical arts and special effects at Wimbledon College of Art. So all I do at the moment is sit in the library and prepare for my final project, so that's all I do at the moment.
What's your final project? Are you able to talk a bit about that?
I'm really getting interested in, I call it immersive theatre, so sort of the part where theatre and installation art cross over. The plinth actually was quite interesting to think about in relation to that, because I'm interested in immersive spaces and audience interaction. So, you know, the perspective of the audience being the most important thing about the whole project. You know, there's no right answer, there's no correct experience that you're meant to have. Like, hopefully everyone will have a bit of a different experience and see something else. Which posed a problem on the plinth, because obviously you're on your own and you can't really create an immersive perspective from there, although I suppose I am in one, but they're not. But I'm more interested in the audience's reactions than my vision, I suppose, if that makes sense. So I want to put the onus back on them, and that was another real driving force in wanting to talk to the people on the ground. I've got, you know, I really like the fact that some people have used it to their own advantage, standing on the plinth, maybe they did drawings or took photographs that they can keep. And I think that's really good use of the time, but I really wanted to do something that the audience got something out of as well.
Yeah, okay, great. And what about your ambitions or your direction after you finish your course?
I'm hoping to create a finished product that I can go off and take to places and people. I'd really like to have, I suppose, my own immersive theatre company that I could take around Europe in a caravan or something.
And outside of your creative work, what else contributes to your life at the moment? I don't know, I'm so obsessed with what I'm doing at the moment. What did I used to do before I did my course?
I suppose I wasn't originally an artist, I was a scientist. So I used to be a chemist, so I still go to a lot of lectures about things like that and talk a lot about things like that. I really try and invest in the people around me, and my friends are really important, but I'm trying to bring them in so that we're all sort of both, we play and work together, which is really special. But I suppose, yeah, that's all. I go to the library, I hang out with my friends.
When you say you were a chemist, do you mean, did you study chemistry or were you practising as well?
I studied chemistry, I did a chemistry degree, which is interesting because it gives you a very different perspective from the one that you get from being an artist. So I like that. I like the fact that you get a slightly different path than other people have taken.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're from Brighton. Have you always lived in Brighton?
I grew up in Brighton originally. I say I'm from Brighton still, but I've lived in London for the last 7 years, I suppose. So I guess I'm a Londoner.
And do you like living in London?
I love living in London. Who was it? Oscar Wilde said, if you get bored of London, you get bored of life or something. I thought that was really lovely thing to say. Maybe it's not, I don't know. Yeah, I like it. But my favourite part of London is walking up from Oxford Street up to Edgware Road. And then you get immersed in sort of all the different, you go from the commercial Oxford Street and then you, all of a sudden you're in Edgware Road, which is proper West End London with all the market stores and people that have been passed down from generation, original Londoners. You go a bit further up and you get a sort of Arab community and all the different influences that you get from there. And then you go a bit further and you're in little Venice, which is completely nuts. And I love that about London, that you can just walk from one spot to another and have a completely different journey, and within half an hour, I think that's really exciting.
Is that important to you, to have those different aspects of a place that you live in, the variety, I suppose? Is that something you look for in life?
Definitely. I think, I don't think you should ever get too comfortable, really. I've moved house every year, actually, since I came here, so I've lived all over the place. I've chosen certain areas more than others, but I love that. I love the chance just to go and explore somewhere new for a year and just see how that goes, and then do it all over again. Some people find that exhausting, but I really love it.
And do you have any plans to leave London at any point?
Yeah, I think it's a really important thing to do, actually, to go and live abroad for a while and just, it all goes back to this, just see the world from just another perspective, really. I'd like to go and live in Berlin for a while. Want to tour the travelling theatre, installation thing around, so I'd really like to do, all the capitals, but some little places as well, prove very different challenges, I think, taking it to little remote rural places, but I think that could be really valuable to everyone, really.
And what prompted your transition from being a chemist to studying art and theatre?
It was more about the finished project, really. I've always really liked science, and I love the ideas, I love all the concepts, I love lectures, but I was never really that bothered about working it out. So they used to tell you these amazing ideas and then give you some numbers and go away and prove that this is true, and I didn't really care about proving it necessarily. I just wanted the ideas and the new stuff. And when I graduated, I realised that I found chemistry, you've got to be very repetitive and you've got to be very precise. You've got to be very different to who I am, I think. And they're really valuable skills, but you've got to be incredibly patient on none of those things. And it was more about being able to stand back at the end of the day and say, this is what I've done. And if when you work in a lab, sometimes you can spend weeks and weeks and weeks and you'll end up with another tiny, tiny sample of another whitish powder. And I found that very unrewarding.
What are your character traits, would you say?
I find this really hard to answer. I like to think I suppose you say what you want to think, don't you? I like to think I'm quite open. I like talking to people. I like finding out new perspectives. I hope I'm not very judgmental. I hope I just like to see other people's point of view and take that on board. I'm quite noisy, I suppose.
I'm quite impatient and hurried and messy.
What experiences do you think have shaped you into the person you are today?
Oh, blimey.
I find that incredibly difficult to answer. Mm-hmm. Loads. I think the things that are most valuable to me are doing things that have really, really frightened me to start with. And I think that is it's really general, but I think it's really true. Like, when I think of the things that were most important to me, I suppose moving out, going to university, going away, going on the plinth, they're all things that are really scary. And I think they're the things that I've got the most from as well.
And moving forwards with you, with your life, what's important to you for your future?
I just always want to be doing new things. I think what I'm terrified of is ending up in a little house with the same routine every single day, doing the same things over and over again. I just never want to do that. So I don't know. I don't really have any grand plan or anything like that. Mainly because I just want it to evolve, really. And I certainly don't want one job, I want loads of different things, or something that changes every day.
Yeah, okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about yourself or about taking part in one another?
No, thank you.
All right, thank you.
I think I've said enough.